This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we'll talk plenty of Tigers today, obviously, with the playoff preview show, but other things get mixed in as well. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson here on a Monday. Tigers down 1-0. We got game two today here on 97.1 at 4:08. And how do you process what happened on Saturday? They did get ambushed early. And you know what? It's one of the challenges of the pitching chaos theory is for it to work, kind of everybody has to be on. You know, you can't, if one guy isn't on, then the wheels can come off quickly. And that happened with Holton early. And you mentioned Reese Olson, one bad pitch to start, and then he settled down and did some really good things. But by that point, it was too late. You don't want to fall behind to this Cleveland team. Cleveland doesn't want to fall behind to Detroit either. But, hey, it's okay. It's one game.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I mean, it seems like the key to the Tigers' success as a pitching staff is get the first batter of the inning out.
I'm worried about
that. And you can relax a little bit, and then if somebody gets on, hey, at least you already got one out. But giving up a hit to the leadoff hitter or walking the leadoff hitter is always a recipe for disaster.
I'm worried about it from a standpoint of it's one game that one of three that they have to find a way to get, and that one opportunity's gone. Like, the most obvious path to winning this series is you get two Scuba wins and find another. So I'm worried that one of the three opportunities has gone, but there's two more. Now, it's no guarantee Scuba's going to win today. I love the matchup, Scuba versus Matt Boyd. Although Boyd's had a good year, he hasn't pitched into a seventh inning once, and his last two outings, he's gone 6 2/3 and given up 15 hits and walks. But I mean, today I expect a low-scoring game. You got Scuba, you got a left-hander on the mound for Cleveland, and you've got shadows that are going to be a factor today in this game. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a low-scoring, tight affair, and it might be a race to two. But at this point, Scuba is the best that they have, the best in the game, and what we can count on. I mean, obviously, if you lose today, you worry. And that's how playoff baseball is, man. I mean, it just, you can't, these series, this is still a shorter series, a best of five. But yeah, as you look at this thing, you know, Scuba gave up 10 hits against him back in July, but just the one run, and he's the man.
Look, I think anytime you lose, it's just, this is playoff angst. This is how every fan base reacts. There's not a single fan base in the country mm-hmm. of any team that's in a playoffs that when they lose game one, they're all like, oh, we got this. There's always going to be a freakout factor because every game is so vitally important. That's why I say, throw this one in the garbage. Don't ever look at it again. It doesn't matter. It's over with.
Don't look at it.
Don't even know. Don't even smell it. Stay away. Because it belongs in the garbage, and hopefully they already, today was garbage day. Haul it away. So don't worry. Next game is the one that matters. Today matters a lot. Get out there. You got your best pitcher on the hill. He's Cy Young winner. Going to be the Cy Young winner. Win the game. Win the game, and then the angst resets. And then you'll build it up again for game three, because that's how it is. But at least if the Tigers come back to Comerica Park on Wednesday and it's tied at one, mm-hmm. really feel like that's a win, because you took one of those wins back from Cleveland.
So, I mean, today everyone's pretty confident, I think, with Scuba on the mound. You know, best pitcher in the world right now, going to win the Cy Young. But I know you don't want to look at the last game, Gator. But does how they lost guys, does that concern you at all? Because they have to do that again with that kind of, you know, pitching chaos, whatever you want to call it, because Scuba can only pitch so many times. So game three, no matter what happens today, they're going back to be determined on the mound.
Yeah, I'm not terribly concerned by that because they have other options of what they can do. They don't always go with Tyler Holton as the guy, and that's the first time in, you know, what, the last 15 appearances that Holton has gotten touched, and he got lit up a little bit. You know, five runs get come across the plate, and four of them get charged to him, and I think three of them were earned runs because he had the error on McKinstry at third base. But it's look, I don't know who's going to pitch game three, who's going to start it. Will be Bo Brisky? Could be anybody. We don't know. I mean, that's the pitching chaos thing. Do I worry that other guys can falter? I think it's always in the back of your mind because we've never thought this whole thing is sustainable with going with the opener and how brilliant it's worked to this point. But at the same time, why can't it work? Why can't it keep working? I mean, you don't know. Just this is part of enjoying playoff baseball. Is well, you just don't know.
It's pretty amazing how much of a fulcrum game this is. If Detroit wins it and comes home 1-1 with another Scooble start, not guaranteed, but another Scooble start possible, it's going to be Cleveland that is concerned, right? We're going to feel really good, and they're going to be very concerned. You're down 0-2 in a best-of-five series. Obviously, we'll be extraordinarily concerned, and Cleveland will be feeling great. It's a huge fulcrum game in terms of who's controlling this series. And, you know, it's... Like, I got a note from a listener that Pat was taking calls over the weekend from upset Tiger fans that they lost the game. And it's like, hey, and John Morosi talked about this a little bit this morning. We'll get to that coming up, but let's get to our champ and chump. Champ and chump of the weekend. These are the people who should be singled out for having a great weekend and called out for having a weekend that stinks. And I will start. My champ of the weekend is, I'm going to go with Washington fans. I had a chance to, we got there really early, so I got to walk a ton of the parking lots and mingle with people, and I got to tell you, class group, great setting, and a really, really good tailgate atmosphere. When fans are intermingling and it's, I saw a lot of really, really cool, fans just hanging out together, and I just love it. And I miss tailgating so much, but I'll give it to Washington fans. Great setting and a great atmosphere on Saturday, and obviously loud as hell.
With that sun going down too. It's just otherworldly. It's so beautiful.
They call it the greatest setting in football, and you're like, all right. But it is a great setting. I highly encourage people to.
You're not saying the greatest?
I haven't been to all of them.
Do you think it's better than Rose Bowl? Because the mountains of the Rose Bowl
sunset. And the reason
gorgeous.
Is the Rose Bowl is a special place because of the games that take place there. But anyway, go ahead.
For me, the champ is Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee. Remember back a couple years ago, he was hired. I think he was a defensive coordinator from Notre Dame. Comes over. And he said that his goal is to make his team a force in the SEC. And we laughed about it. I remember the show when he made that comment, we all kind of laughed about it and said, all right, hotshot, yep. Look, you're Vanderbilt, stay in your lane. Things like this aren't going to happen. Well, they just beat Alabama. Now, they're not a force, but they sure can be proud of themselves for beating Alabama. Nobody thought that was going to happen.
My chump of the weekend, I know a couple people that got scammed on their tickets at Washington, and I can't stand that. And I made a call to the Tigers because we have one of the biggest games we've had in a decade. And this is an incredibly, there's huge demand for this Tiger ticket. And the response I got from the Tigers is if you're going to get into the secondary market, go through SeatGeek. That's the warning. Go through SeatGeek because they have that's what they trust. And they have, if you do happen to somehow something falls through the cracks, the Tigers will help you out if you go through SeatGeek. But the scammers are my chump of the weekend. It's just people go a long way, and then to find out that they might have got scammed is not good.
My chump is Kalen DeBoer, head coach of Alabama. How on earth do you lose to perennial doormat of the SEC in Vanderbilt? Look, you can lose a game or two at Alabama, but you cannot lose to Vanderbilt. When your first loss as head coach of Alabama is to Vanderbilt, yikes.
Get your champ and chump votes in, 248-539-9797. We'll tally them up and post on our website on Tuesday who the people select as champ and chump of the weekend. Feedback coming in from Scott. Upsets. I love the Vandy fans carrying the goalposts through Nashville. I got to tell you, Saturday was as wild a day as there was in college football in a minute, but I think it's something we probably are going to get used to because it is more like the NFL than it's ever been before. NIL and the transfer portal, no longer are teams stocking up on talent. Players, 4- and 5-star players that are buried on depth charts are finding places to play, and the player movement's so easy. days like Saturday, I think, are going to become far more frequent. Far more frequent.
Well, provided teams can afford to pay them. I think we're going to see a correction soon. But soon doesn't mean this year. I don't know. I don't like it how it is right now. I'm still watching it. But I think they need to find a way to limit the movement, because it just seems to be way too much movement for my taste.
Yeah, I always said I'd lose some of these arguments that we'd make in a court of law. Like, I can see you, we have no right to restrict anybody. I'm just saying, as a viewer of the game, it's testing the limitations. I still love Saturdays, but it is testing, I think, a lot of people's fandom.
My friends and I were talking about it on Friday night, watching a state game, and we're discussing, you know, NIL and the portal and all that. And I said to one of my friends, I go, look, it's getting to the point where, and this is a very real possibility in the future, that they're no longer going to be student athletes. They're just going to be professional athletes. They're going to be paid to represent the school without having to actually go through the rigmarole of going to classes and stuff like that. I can see that happening, and I hate it.
I don't know if I can see that happening, but if they do that, you start getting into the minor league sports, where it's basically just a minor league sport. And minor league sports, the fans aren't there because they're rooting so hard for Erie. They're there because, and they do root for their team, but they're there because of the experience and all that. Now, maybe, but I think you start to remove a lot of the passion.
I think you will too, but I
don't think it's going to get there, but.
Well, they're going to be employees. I think that's going to happen real soon. That's going to be the next thing to happen, is that the NCAA is going to have to step in at some point and say, we have to put a cap on what schools, because some schools are going to be spending $15, $20 million, where other schools can only spend a few million dollars, and you can't have that much of a disparity and expect things to be harmonious.
John and Fenton writes in, Tigers in the ALDS, we all know about regressing to the mean. No way the Tigers were going to keep winning at a 750 clip. They are more of a 500 team. The rest of the playoffs are going to be a shootout. Go Tigers. Are they a 500 team, or are they more of like a 580 team? I mean, I don't know if they're a 500 team right now, but... next text, a split in Cleveland gives it a 3-game series with 2 games in Detroit. Advantage Tigers if we win today.